Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and live in color on your radio dial each Thursday morning here at 9 a.m. And we really appreciate that you allow us to come into your home here on 101.5 Kicks Country, WVFB, broadcasting just throughout this whole area here from the Big Tower out at Midway. And we're really appreciative of those that are listening, and we're especially proud of the folks that help make this show possible each Thursday morning, that being the Three Star Committee, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and all of the good folks that advertise on our radio station. Without you on one end and them on the other end, we wouldn't have a whole lot to do. But got a great show lined up this morning. We have our fairly newly elected circuit court clerk here. And now, what is your name again?
My name is Keisha Smith.
Keisha Smith. I should remember that because Keisha's nearly in my wife's family.
Yes, I am.
But and I know it's been a while since we've had anyone up here from the office down there. And I know there's something, too, that... right now we've got a I'll talk about that a little bit when we get back in a few minutes, but a little bit later on we're going to be reading our folks that are having a birthday this past week, or this through the one week to the other, where we give away a birthday prize. And a special note on that, if you do win today's birthday cake, hold off on coming to pick up your prize. We've got to get some prizes back down from headquarters here before we can give one away. We have given away all of our birthday prizes. Sometimes that slips up on us when we some of the folks that work around here are kind of forgetful.
Yes.
And that would be... Well, there's actually a couple of us. The lady over there that hands them out at me that names who's going to get them. And sometimes we forget. But you know, when you get older, we're really not forgetful. We just got so much more stuff to try to remember.
Yes, that's for sure.
And we need a pull chain on her ear to kind of flush all that out every once in a while. But on that note, we'll take a little short break to get in a few words from our sponsors, come back, and we will be talking about the business down at the courthouse. Excuse me, down at the government center.
Yes.
I'm in the courthouse. And I'm going to talk about that here in a few minutes, too. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank & Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to talk about a little bit about the office of the Circuit Court Clerk.
Yes.
And a lot of folks get the two mixed up. One is the county court clerk, and the other is the circuit court clerk. And quite a bit different, aren't they?
Yes, very much so. I deal with if you have a ticket or a civil warrant, if you need to take one out to evict someone from your property. I deal with criminal cases whenever something's found over to the grand jury or it goes in front of Jimmy White first, our general sessions judge. And then if something is bound over to the grand jury, it will go to circuit court judges, which they are out of Cookeville. I deal with the grand jury whenever I call you. We appreciate you all coming. It's hard to get people to come and serve on the grand jury. If you need a passport, you can come down and see us. We'll be willing to help you.
Okay, now you've mentioned a whole bunch of things there. Now let's go back and talk about each one of those just a little bit individually.
Okay.
I know if with the circuit court means there is a judge, and who is that judge now?
Our General Sessions judge is Jimmy White.
Jimmy White, he is our local judge that's here, and you hold sessions of that of local court each
Wednesday. We have court every Wednesday.
Each Wednesday, and that is for normally it's for minor offenses,
yes.
Traffic tickets or something like somebody that's contesting a traffic ticket or
yes.
Something like that.
A speeding ticket or a seatbelt.
And now, major criminal cases, the process would be they would come to him first?
Yes, and then if they're bound over.
Okay, and bound over means that evidence is going to be presented to
the grand jury.
Okay, now just exactly what is a grand jury?
Well, we call people from the county to come and serve. Usually we want 15 people, and then we have one person that's over the grand jurors, which is our main person. And
the
foreman, yes. That's the word I'm looking
for.
Inez Price.
Okay.
Is our foreman right now. And she rules them. She tells them that she keeps them in line. But if they return the indictment on you, then that's whenever it's in circuit court.
Okay. Now, that the operation of the grand, I've been on the grand jury a few times, and it can be kind of a fun thing
mm-hmm.
when you're there, and you know, and you realize that most of the time, the folks that have things bound over to the grand jury, it's a lot of local things, and the kind of thing that I always felt like the grand jury was, that they knew they were guilty, but they were going to try to play on the hearts of one person on the grand jury.
Yep.
Okay, now that's something too. What does it take to indict someone?
Everyone, if one person says no, then it's not you.
Right, so it is a full...
Yeah, it's a full panel.
Right, the full panel of the court has to approve. And the operation of the grand jury, are lawyers present in there?
No.
Okay, just the person?
Just the officer and the grand jury.
The officer and the grand jury and the person No, the person's not there either, are they?
No.
But now, the witnesses can be called into the grand jury.
If they need to be, yes.
If need be. And I know that, like I said, most of the things there are minor offenses for various things. But now, occasionally, if we get the process of, someone is bound over to the grand jury in a serious case. Now, what's the next step from there?
You'll be given a criminal court date, and you'll come back to court in criminal court, and you'll either be going in front of Judge McKenzie or Judge Wesley Bray, and then you'll be appointed an attorney. If you can't afford one. And then you will just get a new court date.
Okay, and then that is where the witnesses for each side, for the prosecution and the...
Yes.
Okay, now have we had any serious cases? I know you don't tell names. Have we had any serious cases here in the last little bit?
Yes, we have had some serious cases come down here lately.
Okay, and I know that we normally see in the paper folks that are bound over to the grand jury, and that's when the legal process actually begins, isn't
yes.
it? Okay, now what is your responsibility in all of this up to this point?
Well, we have to call the grand jurors, and of course, have to send out letters to them, and then we have to create the case if it's been bound over. We have to create that in circuit, so it'll be on the circuit docket for the judges.
Okay, now are there, I know that when you're called in for jury duty, there is a process there.
Yes, we have, we'll call you in. And then the judge will draw your name out of a basket, and we'll usually have three panels if we can get that many people.
Right.
And if he draws your name out of the basket, you'll serve that day, and then if not, you'll be put on a panel, and we could call you later on if we have upcoming cases that will need a juror.
Okay, and at this time, how often is the grand jury appointed?
Every 6 months.
Every 6 months, and you are obligated to serve. How many times? Can the grand jury be called at...
You can only be called once every 2 years.
Okay, and then the action of the grand jury, how often does a grand jury meet? As necessary, or are there set dates?
Just as necessary. If something comes up... Well, if you're serving on the grand jury, you'll only serve that one day.
Right.
If you're put on a panel, then you would just be called as necessary.
Right, and you do get paid for this.
Yes, yes, you get paid for your mileage, and yes. You get a $10 check for coming and serving.
How much is the pay now for them?
$10.
$10. and if you, like, I know back when I served on film and I was teaching, that you are either, you're supposed to, I guess, you're not supposed to accept that money if you're getting paid just for missing.
Just for missing, yeah.
Yeah, if you're still getting paid for your day at work, you're supposed to, I guess, return that back to the county or something.
Yes.
Or other. I guess you don't get too
many. No, we don't get many of them return checks.
And the panels that are selected then, like I said, you try to have three different panels there.
Mm-hmm.
And some folks may be on that jury and then never come back to court at all, don't they?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, just depending, like, I mean, if you're put on the grand jury, of course you wouldn't have to come back, but the panel, we expect you to come back.
Okay, now, when there's a process after this, when I think the judge, then all of those people selected, do they meet with the judge, and then if they've got some reason not to be there, yes.
He will excuse them if they have a health problem or if they're going on vacation or... But sometimes he'll still just put you on a panel and let you, just in case we need you, because we can't get jurors to come.
And and sometimes he may look at you and say, not really say it out loud, but I really don't believe what you're telling me. Come on back over here and help us out.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes he still wants you to come.
Okay, let's take a little short break.
Okay.
Let's come back, and we're going to continue on discussing this. This is fun.
Yeah.
We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked. That's Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here, we're talking about a little bit of the business down at the Circuit Court Clerk's office. And I know we've got everyone ready for trial. And then a trial is held. And then after the trial is over, and the records of trial, how would someone go about finding old records of some of the older trials? They're on file down there?
Yes, they are. We have an archive room, and that's where the oldest books are.
And so basically any trial that's ever been held in Clay County, you should be able to find
it. Should be able to find it. I found some pretty old stuff down there. It's really cool to go back there and look through them books.
And I know that there's one that we're all especially interested in here at the courthouse, and that is the Grover Jones murder trial, which we've got to dig that out one of these days and try to do a little play about that here one of these days. Because, you know, that one is world famous, and I know there are lots of others. I can remember when the records were still stored up here, I'd go up and get one of the books out, and I pulled one out one year from 1906, and a young couple had been indicted for lewd behavior. I think maybe out in the courthouse yard or something. They'd been hugging and kissing.
Oh, boy.
And they had been indicted, and they came before the judge, and the lawyer got it put off for the next session of court. And when they came back, they came in and told the judge that they had gotten married. So he dismissed the case on us.
Oh.
I thought it'd been neat if he'd have held it then and said, young man, you can pay a $5 fine or more. And gave him a choice.
Yeah.
Okay, now, one of the other, I know, duties you talked about that you had down there was the issuing of passports.
Yes.
Tell the folks a little bit about that's not a real easy process.
No, it's a lot of work to it, and a lot of people doesn't understand that. But we have the forms down there if you're renewing it or if you're needing a new passport. You can come down there and get the form, and you can fill it out. It has to be filled out in black ink, and you'll have to go to Walgreens or Walmart and get your photo, and it has to be your original birth certificate. A lot of people struggle with that.
Sometimes that requires calling
the Department of Health and getting it that way. And
they got a little stamp they'll put on it.
Yeah. If it's in Tennessee, I don't think it's that hard, but we've had quite a few Kentucky ones say that it's hard getting them. But it has to be your original birth certificate, and then you will have to have your driver's license. We'll take a copy of them, and then you will send your original birth certificate to the passport people. And then we will send it there, and we'll help you get it filled out, and we'll mail it for you.
And the pictures. You ever have any problem with the pictures?
Yes, we've had quite a few problems. But
you know, I mean, that is nothing. I know when we renewed ours a few years ago, they had lots of trouble with my head.
Yes, it's hard to shape it because it just has to be perfect just to fit in that little square.
And my white hair didn't show up
in the white background, no.
I know when I took it down there, they kept, you know, kept rejecting it.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell you had no hair.
Yeah, you couldn't tell I had all of my head there. But, you know, it is a very tedious process.
Yes.
And I think there's a little fee on those things.
Yes. Passports are $130 for the book, and then if you just want the card, it's $30, and then it's $35 to the office. And we also issue kid passports. It's pretty much the same process. They have to have a picture also, original birth certificates. But both parents have to be there to sign in front of us.
You know, that's the thing, though, when you are a witness to something, that means that you must be present.
Yes.
And that you must see them sign the paperwork personally.
Yep.
To ensure that it's done. Okay, now I know some of the calls that I get sometimes by mistake are someone looking to pay a fine.
Yep. We have a lot of trooper tickets and county tickets come through, which is like speeding, seatbelt, insurance, registration, that kind of thing.
Okay, and normally fines are not that much. But sometimes, maybe the largest one you've run into so far this year.
Well, a speeding ticket is $204.
And
but we have a traffic school that you're able to do. We have one online for our out-of-town people, and then we have one locally third Monday of the night or the month at 5 p.m.
Okay, so they can do that here in Salina. I know, of course, I think maybe the driver's license folks over at Cookeville, I think they have more than that scheduled.
Yeah.
So you can avoid paying the fine by...
because if you pay it, it puts points on your license. So.
Right. And those points can eventually
add up. Mm-hmm.
What does it take to...
I think it's 10 to 11, but they say it varies, I guess, on your driving record,
and
how many speeding tickets you've had in the past years.
And, okay, now, other fines. What about from the game and fish folks?
We have quite a few TWRA tickets in the summertime, especially whenever our lake's full with people. Sometimes they'll ride them for... the weight limit, not wearing your life jackets. Now, them can get a little pricey.
I mean, everything is getting, you know, more complicated, supposedly with all the computers, things are going to get easier for you and for everyone else, but it seems like sometimes things do get complicated, and I know we have here that started in this courthouse a very famous trial, indictment, and that was the famous Cordell McLaren squirrel case.
Yes, I've heard about that one.
That is one where my Uncle Cordell was caught hunting out of season at a time when the season had been cut short because not enough hickory nuts for the squirrels or something or other. And I think maybe his fine was started out at maybe $72 or something or other back then. And he refused to pay it. And they started the trial with, maybe his civil rights had been, but he'd give him permission to search his truck and all this stuff. And they went all the way through this thing, and he and his lawyer, Mr. Reno, they kept working, and this case actually made it all the way to the Supreme Court in the state of Tennessee. And you can look that one up. I think it's State of Tennessee versus Cordell McLaren or something, and give you the whole thing about that. But when that time, when the Game and Fish folks, when they would like, you know, shorten a season or something, their regulation said that they had to notify the county involved. Well, that notification involved putting a piece of paper on the bulletin board here in the courthouse. And it was the only notification they put up. So it all came down to finally that that wasn't an appropriate notification. So that shortening of the squirrel season really wasn't legal. So he didn't have to pay that. I think it finally wound up being like a $40-something fine. But I think I don't know how many thousand dollars it cost him to save.
Yeah.
But that's one of the fun things here. But okay, now some of the other things down there. The business of issuing a warrant, how is that done?
Well, usually if it's a warrant, our officers will do the warrant, and then the traditional commissioner will sign the warrant. We sign the warrants through the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.
Okay, do we have a warrant commissioner?
Yes, that's Angela Collins.
Okay, so that's kind of the process, and if I get mad at my neighbor because his goats are running through my yard, I'd go see the warrant commissioner.
Yeah, you can come see the warrant commissioner. You can come see me and Jennifer 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. We can sign them for you.
We can get this process started.
Yeah.
Okay, and the court sessions are held?
Every Wednesday at 9 a.m.
And circuit court?
Circuit court is usually once a month.
Okay, now
it just varies.
You're not involved with the Chancery Court proceedings,
no,
are you? In any
no,
way?
That is that's Renee totally, Davis. Yes, that's Clark and Master.
That is a totally different session, then.
Yes, it is.
Well, what else can you tell us about?
We do eviction notices. If you rent to someone and they're not paying your rent, you're welcome to come and get eviction notice. It's $179.50 for one defendant, and then you will. We'll do a paper on them, and we'll send it to the jail, and they will serve it on these people. And you'll have to come to court in front of Judge White, and
he'll
make a decision.
We're going to take a little short break, and we're going to come back and talk about that just a little bit, about the complications involved in that. And with that, I'm going to read off our birthdays for today. And we'll be, like I said, be giving one of those prizes. But remind you, don't go running over to the chamber office this morning to get your prize. We have Ms. Vera Coons, who is celebrating a birthday. Now, these next three are personal of mine. That is, I have two nieces and a nephew that are a set of twins, Troy Watson, Tracy Davenport, and Angie Eve, that were all born on the same day. Of course, the twins were born about the same
time. About the same time.
And they celebrate every year, so I want to wish them happy birthday. That's Tracy Davenport, Troy Watson, and Angie Eads. And whatever that is, I don't need to answer it. Hush. I got enough spam already. And also celebrating a birthday this week, Miss Carol Abney celebrating a birthday, Mr. P.J. Browning.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody happens to be listening out at the garage, tell him his name came up. Now, it's quite possible he could win. And also Mr. Fred Kendall. So that's our birthday list for today, and we'll be using our highly sophisticated non-computerized system to pick out a winner, and we'll do that at about the end of the show. But right now, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the circuit court clerk duties. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity, healing home. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We are still here talking about the circuit court clerk. And, of course, I want to, I guess, back up just a little bit and tell us a little bit what happened after the election this year. And all at once you looked up, uh-oh, I've won.
Yep. I was elected on August the 4th. So I had to go to training in September 9th, I think. I went to Montgomery Bell. And then you have to do them trainings ever so often. I have to go to another one in May. They're a week-long training. And they just kind of go over everything, make sure they're on the same page as you and you're on the same page as them. So.
Okay, you know, and I know sometimes right now we've got the legislature in session, and the legislature, they may come in and pass a law of some kind that directly affects you and your job.
Yes, we have to keep up with all the laws, TCA codes. We have to keep up with all that because it changes so much.
Okay, now, a minute ago you were talking about evictions. Eviction is not an easy process.
No, it's a little bit longer than people think it is.
Okay, now, kind of, well, I know there's stuff about, you know, if there's certain reasons that a person cannot be evicted from your home, basically, unless they burn it down or something.
Right. If you're, the person has to give them 30-day notice. They have to do that by mail, certified, or they can post it on the door, but they have to take a picture of it to show proof that they have gave them notice to be out. And then whenever that 30 days is up, if they have not got out, that's whenever you come and do an eviction notice.
And then they come back with their defense, and sometimes they're...
Yes, sometimes it's a little argument up there.
And sometimes, you know, we hear about that, you know, there are certain folks that can't be evicted if they have, like, a large family or something or other.
Unless, yeah.
Unless they, maybe another place is provided for them. And
there's a lot of steps to it. I mean, you can't just throw somebody out for no reason.
Right. And so... I know most rental places are like on a monthly basis, but also a lot of them will have, you know, they'll have a contract saying that, you know, that they are going to be able to live there for the next 12
year
months.
So yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And that, I guess, you know, invented to, I guess, to move someone out on that one would be a whole lot more difficult than someone on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah, you might need to seek an attorney if you have a lease agreement and you're trying to kick them out before the year is up.
Okay, now, some of the other legal things that come up down there for you, just on a day-to-day basis. They're in the office that you have to contend with. I know you have people coming in to pay fines and things like that. Do you get folks coming by, trying to just asking for advice on things?
Yes. And they don't want my advice. I'm not no attorney. I mean, I know how to work the office down there, but I don't know any legal advice.
So you refer them to?
an attorney, yes. I tell them they need to talk to an attorney because that can get us in trouble down there if we're giving out legal advice
right
out of the clerk's office.
And the time spent in preparation for a day's work, I mean, I guess there are some things that carry over from day to day.
It is, yes. We pick up the jail stuff every morning. So anybody that has been arrested previously that night, we will get that stuff first thing that morning.
And what does that involve? What will they have there on that report they give you?
That's just a description. They'll just have a description of what happened. Like they pulled over so-and-so, and they had a taillight out, and they had marijuana with them, and it'll just be a description of what happened. And then if the works commissioner, Angelo, will set a bond. And then if they make that bond, then they'll have a bonding paper. And then if they don't make the bond, then they'll have to just come to court.
Okay, now tell us about the bonding system.
Okay, well, we have Jesse Lee. He's our only local bonding company right now. And then we have Bob Carter. He's from Overton County. He makes bonds.
Okay, now, what does bonding mean?
The warrant commissioner sets a bond, and you have to make that bond. If you want to make that bond, you don't have to make that bond. But if you go through a bonding company, you'll pay a 3% of whatever your bond is.
Okay, and like if you get a $200,000 bond, and it says cash bond only.
Well, then you'll have to just make a cash bond. You won't be able to go through a bonding company if it says cash.
Okay, so, there are differences in the way things are done that way.
Most of our general session stuff, you can make a bond. Like, you're allowed to go through a bonding company. Now, if you're picked up on an indictment out of criminal court, they're usually just a cash bond or a property bond.
Okay. You have to put up, and okay, you said, what percent must be in cash out of $200,000?
I want to say 3%, and then I think the bonding company makes you pay some in between it, maybe $100 and something.
Okay, now a bond is to ensure
that you will show back up to court.
At court date.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't,
then the bonding company is responsible for paying your bond.
Okay, and they're responsible for that $200,000?
Yes.
Okay, now, refundable to the culprit. Is there any that...
The only way you're allowed to get a bond back is if you do a cash bond. If you go through a bonding company, you're not getting that bond back. But
okay,
if you go to the jail and you put up $5,000 cash for somebody,
of your money,
you will get that back.
If they show up...
If their court date, whenever it is, took care of.
Okay. I know, most of us can't walk down and hand over, 3% of $200,000.
No. We might have two cash bonds every 6 months.
And other than that, the bonding company...
It stays in business.
stays in business. That's something that I guess a lot of folks aren't really clear about, but a bond is just something that ensures
that you'll be back to court.
And I know occasionally we'll see some kind of news story where a bonding agent has gone out and, I mean, I guess they're not an officer of the court, are they?
No.
But they do have certain, I guess, police.
I think they have guidelines, yeah.
Where they can actually go and
arrest someone, yes.
And
usually they'll take someone with them, like
a deputy.
If they're going to Kentucky, usually they call and advise them that they're going so-and-so and...
Have somebody there to back me
mm-hmm.
up with a real badge.
Yep.
So, there's a whole lot of things in and a lot of misunderstanding about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put the cash bond up and you show up, you don't lose any money.
No.
But if you go through a bonding, whatever you pay,
Is theirs.
Is theirs.
Yep.
And, of course, they are taking a pretty good responsibility of it. But, of course, I know most of our bonds here, what would be a normal bonding, you know, less than $1,000?
Usually bonds are, well, usually $1,500. I mean, DUIs are usually $1,500 to $2,500.
So they're not real large, but when you run into some of the cases we've had here where folks have been indicted for serious crimes.
Yes, we've had $70,000 bonds, $100,000 bonds, $150,000 bonds.
Okay, now, is there any kind of charge at the circuit court clerk's office for these things?
No.
No, there's no charge for that anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Just your fines.
Yeah, just the fines. And... of course, you know, of course, a lot of folks are, I guess they think it's just the principle of the thing, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really not guilty, and I don't think I ought to have to pay this. And
everyone always says they're not guilty.
Well, I guess, you know, we got to have somebody blame it on, don't
we? That's true.
Okay, have we about run out of everything you go through? Now, surely you've got something else there that you guys have to work with. Any other kind of paperwork, normal paperwork that you do for folks?
We help a lot of people get their restricted driver's license. That's whenever you DUI, and you have to, the state requires you to have a restricted license and the interlock device.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, the interlock device you have to have for 1 year, and you have to go to Cookeville and get that put on, and then you'll have to have a restricted license for 1 year. And you will have to go to the DMV in Cookeville and get your restricted license. And then you will have a reinstatement fee online, and you'll have to make sure your DUI fine is paid wherever you got the ticket at. It'll have to be paid off before you can even start this process.
Okay. And this type of thing is restrictive. What are the common restrictions?
I'm not for sure what a restricted, I mean, like, it's just called a restricted license.
And so you'd only be allowed to go to certain places. I think I've heard some of them, like, take the kids to school, or go to the grocery
store. Yeah, usually there's an order saying,
drive to work. And if you're caught doing anything else, what happens to you then?
They can revoke you, or they can, I mean, just depending. I mean, they could take your license and you're not able to get them at all.
And the point system. Let's talk a few minutes about that on your license. You get so many points taken away.
Yeah, I think they said it's 10 to 12 points you start with, and then I guess if you lose them, they can take your license. They can suspend them for a year.
Okay, and you would lose your points for?
Paying a speeding ticket. I think, insurance, that kind of thing. Anything that we do down there in the computer, or any clerk's office does, it goes in guilty or dismissed upon proof. Dismissed upon proof is whenever you show proof and just pay a $44 dismissal fee for us. That's what our county's is. That was passed by the judge.
Okay, so that takes care of the ticket.
The ticket, yes, if you just pay the $44 dismissal fee and show us proof.
And it doesn't go on your record.
No.
But if you decide you want to take it to...
If you just want to pay it in full, then yes, it's taking points from you.
So, and you pay it in full, both ways, you're actually saying you're guilty, and you're going to pay for for messing up.
Yeah, I mean, you can get your registration or insurance after you get the ticket, and then you can just bring us a copy by. And then if it was good at the time, there will be no dismissal fee. But if you had let it lapse, then there will be a $44 dismissal fee.
Okay, and... those fees, do they remain in the county or do they go?
Yes, they do. The $44 does.
So you are making a little bit of money towards your
towards
salary.
The county,
Okay. Well, now we've got that covered. Are there any other forms of paperwork that you do through the circuit court, Kirk? That any other kind of legal processes you're involved in? I know all the various court cases, type things you have that involve everything from mayhem and murder to the under the felony thing, and then misdemeanor.
Yes, misdemeanor is general sessions, and then if it's a felony, it's automatically going to go to criminal court.
Felony means you've done something bad.
Bad, yeah.
And okay, now, and I know there are, we hear of different levels of misdemeanors.
There's an A misdemeanor, a C misdemeanor. Your general session stuff is A misdemeanors.
And those involve things such as?
Criminal trespassing, a DUI is a misdemeanor. Driving on revoked, which is whenever your license is suspended, that's a misdemeanor.
Okay, now what class do those fall in?
A.
A, okay, and the other one was?
There's a C and a B.
Okay, well, what about those?
A C misdemeanor, we don't usually see a lot of them. Usually everything follows under A misdemeanors.
Is the A more serious or
yes.
less serious?
Yes.
That is the more serious
yes.
one. So the others are really trivial.
Yes. And then your felonies, I mean, there's a D felony, an E felony, an A felony, a B felony.
And once again, an A felony is a major crime of homicide.
Yes,
one of those things.
Yeah, we don't usually see a lot of murders. I haven't seen one.
Well, hopefully,
But that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, have we about got everything covered for you?
I believe so.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to take a short break, let you get back to work. We're going to come back, and I think I may play a couple of Bud Garrett songs here to finish
okay.
the show out today. Again, I really appreciate you being with us today, and I hope you've enjoyed as much as I have. And I hope the folks have learned a little bit about what goes on down at the circuit court.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You want to name your folks that work for you, don't
you? Yes, I have Jennifer Ritter that works for me.
Okay, and she's your main help.
Yep.
is she called the deputy?
Yes, she's the deputy clerk.
Okay.
She's also a commissioner
for
our county.
Right, she's a newly elected commissioner.
Yes.
So, well, appreciate the services that you guys do and to help their county keep it going and try to keep all the folks walking on the straight and narrow.
We try.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I know at this time I'm going to put a little bit of music on from Bud Garrett live up at the Smithsonian Institute back in 1986 when we sent a group up there and he talked himself on the stage up there. But I've got just a little clip of one of the live shows from up there, and we're going to play a little bit of that. Let me start that, and we will listen to that a few minutes and come back
and
wrap up.
Bud's from Clay County, Tennessee, and he's got his own style. So let's make him welcome Bud Garrett.
I want to thank you all, and I guess this is afternoon. I haven't had dinner yet, but this old man been having a fit. I wish he'd go somewhere and hide I'm doing this. But wait a minute, hold on here. Wait, let me get this thing started. Now, would y'all prefer hearing some blues, or you want something a little faster? Now, I'm a-chopping with an axe. It's awful dull, and disregard that. And the fingers has done been ground all the way down through yonder midway. But I'm going to do the best job I can for you. And he did blues, and I'm going to do blues behind him on one of them at least. Well, now, my baby, she told me. Not so very long ago, till I don't love you, Daddy. But you just got to let me go. I'm getting that look that's too much for me. That's why I walk the back streets and cry. Oh, it hurts me so bad. Just to hear my baby say goodbye. She says, now you're a good man. Treat me like you do. Says you ain't done nothing to me. Lord, but I just can't stay here with you. I've innocent. That's too much for me. That's why I walk the back streets and cry. You know it hurts me so bad. Hear my baby say goodbye. But there's one more reason, darling, that makes me want to leave. Says you ain't got enough of nothing just to keep me halfway clean. I'm gonna tell you, that's too much for me. That's why I walk the back streets and cry. You know it hurts me so bad. Just to hear my baby. Running. No, she was waving goodbye to me. I'm here to tell you that's too much for me. That's why I walk the back streets and cry. You know that it hurts me so bad. Lord, just to hear my baby say goodbye.
There you have it. There's a couple of songs by Mr. Bud Garrett up at the Smithsonian Institute, and he went up there as a marble maker, and he talked himself onto the stage up there and wound up doing, I don't know, about 8 or 10 full shows up there, and we've got most of those, and we're going to keep looking at some of those as we go a little farther along, but thought everyone might appreciate that. Like, we sent the group of marble players up there, plus a lot of folks from here in Clay County, Salina, and we'll be talking some more about that later on, but I hope you enjoyed that. And with that, I guess we're about to run out of time, so I want to announce the winner of our birthday prize today, Ms. Vera Coons. You have won the prize, but just be reminded that the birthday gift is not over at the chamber office yet, so give us a few days to get that taken care of and then come by and take care of that. And with that, I guess it's about time. Oh, we want to remind everyone about the rabies vaccination clinic that's still going on through the entire month of March. So if you've got some animals that need some rabies shots, get them over to the animal hospital over there and get that taken care of. And with that, remind everyone that we've got baseball and softball going on now. So get out and support our local folks on that. And then also on the end of this month, we've got the big celebration here in Salina with our stores being open, and we've got folks coming in, vendors and all that. We'll have some information on that a little bit later on also. But with that, I guess it's time we say, you know, good day, Clay County. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. So I guess we'll shut the doors down now, get out of here, and we'll see you next week. And with that, good day, Clay County.